Kelly Rowland, good morning. How you doing this morning?
Good morning. How are you?
I am good.
She sings good. When she talks, too.
She's the best. Chasing Destiny airs Tuesday nights on BET. How many episodes are you into now?
Oh, my goodness. We have four more left. Four more left. I'm very excited.
And you shot everything, or are you going to have a live finale?
You know what? I think that my team is pretty much so sick of me because I'm like, oh, my God, we should try this. We should add this. We should do this. They're like, we have a cutoff. We have to stop right now. We have to stop filming. I'm like, well, you have to catch everything. So, yeah, it's great. It's been great.
What's the best part about this?
The best part about this is being able to work with a new generation of talent to basically, you know, be able to pass down, I feel like, things like super precious gems of knowledge. Where I feel like people gave me, you know, over the years. I think that it's about building up the next generation and, you know, kind of making them better. Each generation is supposed to be better than the last. And I think that that's what's been so exciting, to watch new talent come through and see how, you know, many questions some of these girls have and the different things that they go through, and how I don't want them to be their own worst enemy. And it's just about dismissing fear and moving forward and being amazing, being great artists.
How many girls? How many women auditioned to begin with, and how many are you down to now?
Oh my goodness, we auditioned almost 1,000 girls. Frank and I actually handpicked and selected girls, like sat in my living room, his living room, my office, his office, looking at tapes all night, and we just wanted to really give everybody a raw, authentic journey through this, the same way we did, because we literally were flying off the seat of our pants and we didn't know what was going to happen next. And I just knew that I didn't want a formula for a show, and so that's why, you know, things happen at the last minute, as far as, like, you know, when it's time to send girls home and things like that. So it's been a lot of fun.
Kelly, one of the things that you talked about was the difficulty for contestants, because somebody can sing or somebody can dance, but not everybody can do it all. And that's a big breakdown.
Well, you know what's funny? I couldn't dance. I remember I could not dance when I first got in the group. And this was like the very, very early beginning stages. And I remember when I learned how to dance, I was dancing everywhere. Same thing with harmonizing. Didn't know how to harmonize, but it didn't matter what song was on the radio. If the girls were singing Mary Had a Little Lamb, I was at the end, his fleece was white as snow. It didn't matter what it was. I just wanted to be able to do it. So I put myself in a position to practice all the time. And I think that that's what one of the things that I was taught, you know, as a kid, is to practice and practice and practice so hard. That way you can't mess up. You know, it's not about having it right. You want to practice so you can't mess up.
Nice.
Well, recently, Matthew Knowles came by, and Sybil talked to Matthew Knowles, and he made a little challenge to you, Kelly Rowland. He had a super day.
Kelly is coming out with Chasing Destiny.
Yeah, a new TV show on BET.
And I know all about it because we had to negotiate the title of the show.
Yeah.
Because I own that trademark. But I always say, Kelly, I look forward to your group whenever you put it together. Take your time, because I want to come somewhere with Tom Joyner and I want to have a group off.
I love group that off. Challenge.
I want a group off with whoever your group is, and with Blush Music.
Yeah.
Just remember, I'm the teacher, you're the student.
Ooh. Okay, Obi-Wan.
Kelly?
Yes.
Response?
Any response?
I have no response. Okay. I think that power is real power. Real power is silent. I don't have to do that.
Kelly, not Kelly. Sounds kind of creepy.
So, as far as your group and when you put them all together, is it difficult to get in their heads about, you know, the possibilities that exist for them? Because that's chasing destiny means so much more than the title, I think, indicates. Putting the power in them.
I mean, yeah, I think it's about, you know, really giving them the power and letting them know that it's okay to tap into their greatness. You know, I think that, like I said, one of the things that I was taught was just to outwork everybody. You know, I think that, and Matthew Knowles taught me that, you know, and his wife Tina taught me that, and other artists that I've met in the industry taught me that. Make sure y'all just work out, outwork everybody. I remember running into Diana Ross, and she said that. And why wouldn't I want to pass along that knowledge to somebody else? You have to. Does it make you great if you don't? And, you know, it's just been a lot of fun really tapping into these ladies and their greatness, especially the ones that I chose. I'm very excited about everybody seeing the reveal tonight.
Chasing Destiny on BET tonight and Tuesday nights on BET, and we thank you for that, because the thing that I, when I watched him with those girls from Blush, it was just really interesting, because watching people teach and watching you work with these girls, it really just shows that this is really hard work, and I wonder if people can really appreciate all the hard work that goes into what they're doing and what you're doing with them.
You know, it was really funny. The other day, one of the young ladies from Fifth Harmony came up to me, and we just sat there and we had a conversation, and I just told them, just to write everything that, you know, they're experiencing and that they're going through down. Take every picture, journal everything, and above anything, just enjoy it, because it happens so fast. And, you know, just to relish every moment, just be in it, just be in it, just love every moment.
When it's all said and done, you're going on tour with them?
I mean, that would be a great plan. Right now, we're really just focused on finishing up the records, because the girls have already been recording.
Mm-hmm.
We've been recording since as soon as the group was formed. And I just realized the power of TV. And I wanted this to really also be a promo for the ladies. You know, the labels don't have as much promo money as they used to, Tom, when, you know, DC was even coming up. So to me, it was important to also take advantage of this TV opportunity and use that as a promotional, as a beginning promotional campaign. You know, we don't, nobody puts promotional and early dollars into new groups, especially because it costs. You got to move five people. 5 feet, 5 miles, you know, get 5 plane tickets plus people that work with them. So it's a lot. And I just wanted to be able to kind of get ahead of that.
Yeah, that's smart. That's real smart. All right, Kelly Rowland, always my favorite. Chasing Destiny.
He said that to Beyonce not too long ago, too.
No, I did not.
He said that to everybody.
No, I do not. Sybil,
yes,
quit starting. Quit doing that, Sib.
I'm being messy. It was me, Kelly. I was being messy.